That's right, en direct avec Doc Olivier, c'est maintenant. Pousse le volume à 11.
Et ben voilà les amis, donc on redémarre le Last Ride avec le Doc, et tout de suite mon premier invité, ben c'est George Lynch. Alors vous le connaissez, bien sûr, pour ceux qui ont connu Dokken dans les années 80, ben George Lynch est revenu avec un album solo qui s'appelle Seamless. Il est sorti le 20 août sur Ratpat Records, et puis on va tout de suite en parler avec lui. Hi George, nice to meet you. It's a great pleasure to speak with you regarding this new solo record we call Seamless.
It's an honor to be speaking with you. Thank you very much. And, you know, being, you know, not being able to travel, it's a nice opportunity to be able to speak to friends on the other side of the planet about, you know, something they might be interested in, hopefully, in a new record and what we're doing these days with music.
Voilà, bah, on va tout de suite parler de ce Seamless. Donc, bah, Georges, il est très content de pouvoir parler de son disque. Hein. Comme il le dit, c'est un petit peu compliqué en ce moment, mais on va pouvoir, bien sûr, discuter de ce. George, this new record, it's live since the 20th of August. Are you happy with the first feedback from the fans? Because I see a lot of feedback regarding this instrumentals only CDs. So are you happy with this feedback, and you happy with this new release, in fact?
Yeah, I was prepared for a bit of negative feedback in that it was not a shred record. It wasn't intended to be a shred record. So I haven't seen any of that, actually. So that's heartening and gratifying. And, you know, I wanted to do a guitar instrumental record that was sort of unexpected and unique, and not just necessarily a vehicle for showing off technique. I mean, there's a little bit of that, but also just make it more of a overall, you know, listening experience has a lot of variety and is entertaining and interesting, and, you know, has different moods and different flavors.
Et ben voilà, comme le dit George, il était préparé à avoir des mauvaises critiques. Voilà, franchement, comment avoir des mauvaises critiques? Mais en tout cas, il n'a rien vu de tout ça. Et puis, ben, il est très content parce qu'en fin de compte, il a travaillé les titres, hein, comme il le dit, avec une approche un peu différente de d'habitude. Et puis, ben, ça se passe bien. George, how did you compose for these records? How did you manage to record during this complex period with Eric Loisel, your bassist player, and Jimmy Danda, your drummer?
Initially, Jimmy and I went into the studio together and wrote a few songs, and then I took everything back to my studio and I finished writing, you know, the 8 or 9 other songs that we needed on my own. And but originally I was planning on having a singer, but I had sent the material out to 3 or 4 different singers and couldn't find anybody that was really feeling it, so I just instrumentalized it by default.
Bah voilà, donc en fait, bah comment s'est passé l'enregistrement? C'est assez simple, hein. Il avait commencé à travailler avec le bassiste Jimmy Danda, hein, qu'on connaît bien, hein, puisqu'il a joué, il joue toujours dans les Bullet Boys, et puis Eric Loisel, qui est un bassiste. Donc ils ont commencé à travailler ensemble, et donc derrière, ils cherchaient un chanteur, et puis il en a vu 1, 2, 3, puis ça n'a pas marché, et puis comme il le dit, par défaut, et ben c'est devenu un album instrumental. Bah voilà, c'est assez simple, hein, en fait. Hein. George, for many people, we have the chance to discover you in the 80s with Dokken, of course, and 40 years after, you are still here. What a story, you know?
What's the story with me being around so long?
Yeah, because you start in 80s with, of course, Dokken, and now you come back with a new solo album 40 years after. That's I would like to say not crazy, but it's a real pleasure to hear year after year your music now.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of strange when people ask me about the amount of records I put out. like it's odd, but I don't think it's odd because it's what I do for a living, and I love what I do for a living, so I do as much of it as I can, just because I can.
So, but what,
I mean, what else am I going to do? I mean, I'm not really into just sitting around and doing nothing, so I like being busy, and yeah. I like being productive, and I love writing music and playing my guitar, so
yeah,
I'll do it at every opportunity I get.
Yeah, for sure. I have some questions regarding your alcoolism of music. Et ben comme il l'a dit, hein, donc ben nous on a eu la chance de le découvrir dans les années 80, et puis il est toujours là 40 ans après. Ben comme il le dit, moi je sors ma guitare, je joue, et bien sûr vous savez, il a participé à beaucoup de projets. Bien sûr, il y a Dokken, il y a Wicked Sensation, il y a les Sweet Lynch, il y a The End Machine. Enfin, il y en a plein. Il y a Jeff Pilson / Lynch. Voilà, il est toujours en train d'écrire, il est toujours en train de faire des choses. Et voilà, c'est un artiste qui ne sait que jouer de la guitare et qui en fait profiter tout le monde. George, there are almost 6 years between Seamless and Shadow Train, your last records, but you did so many things that you couldn't release the record before. That's why it's a little bit difficult to come back on your solo or solo career, I would like to say, because like you said in a few seconds, you pass a lot of times with different bands, different approach. So 6 years for you, it's a normal for your solo career?
I'm not sure what you mean, but I've done quite a few records since Shadow Nation and Shadow Train.
Yeah.
So maybe it's been 6 years since Shadow Nation, but I've done 2 End Machine records.
Yes.
I've done a KXM record. I've done a Sweet and Lynch record. I did the Heavy Hitters album with Jeff Pilson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably leaving something out. I can't remember, but I put out a lot of albums over the years and recent years, so I'm not sure exactly what you're asking me.
Bah, voilà, comme il le dit, hein, et donc il a fait plein d'albums. Donc en fait, la question c'était le Shadow, il était sorti il y a 6 ans, et puis on est revenu sur sa carrière solo Seamless. Donc comme il le dit, il a sorti 2 albums The End Machine, il a sorti un album avec George Lynch / Michael Sweet, hein, le chanteur de Striper. Il a aussi avec Jeff Pilson, donc c'est quand même aussi difficile de pouvoir avoir et ben, un album de solo de notre ami souvent. George, a few weeks ago, you closed a part of your life by stopping using the band name Wicked Sensation. Why will you shut down now Wicked Sensation?
No, I stopped using Lynch Mob.
Oh, sorry, Lynch Mob, yeah. that's the name of the CD, sorry. So why you stop to play Lynch Mob and you come back to a new name, in fact, who is for sure Electric Freedom?
Well, quite simply, it was just too politically charged for obvious reasons. And I've always dealt with that downside of having that name. And been able to rationalize it to a certain extent over the decades. But in recent years, with these sort of heightening of racial tensions and I could no longer live with it and with good conscience. So I just said, well, it's time to try something different and let it go.
Et ben voilà, donc on a la réponse, hein. Il était temps de tourner la page et de faire autre chose. Voilà, c'était Let It Go, hein. Voilà, on est passé à un autre projet, et puis donc son autre projet s'appelle Electric Freedom, on en parlera dans un instant. Voilà. George, another question: when we are a music icon like yourself, what is the hardest thing to keep surprising your fan? It's to go to a solo album, it's to go to to have this particular record with Jeff Pilson when you come back to so pop records and something like that. What is more difficult for you to surprising your fans?
to surprising my fans.
Yeah.
Well, in retrospect, I don't think I've done enough to surprise my fans or to even challenge myself. I think I've stayed pretty much along the hard rock lines, with some exceptions, you know, like Project Infidelica, Ultraphonics have gotten into other areas like funk and stuff. But, you know, it's not like I'm doing these radically different styles of music. They're just different flavors of hard rock, really.
Voilà, donc la question c'était, quand on est un icône de la guitare comme George, comment on peut faire pour ses fans? Bah, il dit, voilà, ça peut être aussi, de temps en temps, de sortir des choses qui sont un petit peu sur les côtés, mais voilà, il est hyper heureux de faire plusieurs choses, aussi bien dans le hard rock que dans la partie bah, un peu funk et un peu différente. George, now, normally, after this release, we plan some tour. Do you have some plan? Some US gigs during this year and for 2022 to play some songs of this new record?
Well, I quite honestly just recently canceled quite a few shows in the States, but I'm doing some limited shows here and there. But, you know, I'm trying to make sure that all the shows are outdoors or large, well-ventilated indoor settings, where people, you know, have to be tested, show proof of vaccination or negative test. I have to just make sure that it's safe for everyone, not just myself, but for the fans. I don't want to be responsible for getting people sick. But, you know, I'm going to do shows if they make sense.
Ben voilà, comme il le dit, hein, donc comme on le sait, quand on sort un album, ben, on aime bien tourner derrière. Donc comme il le dit, c'est un peu compliqué parce qu'il y a des shows qui se sont annulés. Et puis, il y aura peut-être des shows si on peut venir, si on est bien, si tout le monde va bien, si on peut rentrer ben, avec des tests aussi, ben, comme partout, hein, avec le QR code qui va bien. Et il veut surtout pas être responsable que les gens tombent malades. Donc s'il y a un sens à faire des concerts, il en fera. Voilà. Do you plan maybe in 2022, if it's possible, of course, to fly to Europe or to France to play some gigs, George, just after?
No, I have no plans to go out of the country at all. I just am not comfortable with it. I'm not a real good traveler as far as flying to begin with. It's challenging for me. So, quite honestly, I don't really have any interest in it. There's plenty in the States to keep me busy if I want to stay busy on the road. You know, last time I was out of the country, I believe was with Dokken when we did a reformation.
In Japan, yeah.
Japan, so. Yeah.
Et ben voilà, donc pas de plan prévu pour venir en Europe et en France, bien sûr, hein, puisqu'il vient de dire qu'effectivement il n'est pas très à tourner, et puis que la dernière fois qu'il avait tourné, bah, c'était effectivement avec la reformation de Dokken en 2016, si je ne me trompe pas. L'album, voilà, l'album est disponible, il était sorti chez Frontiers, vous pouvez l'écouter avec, voilà, et puis comme il le dit, s'il est très occupé aux States, et puis faire quelques dates, bah, ça lui suffira. Maybe, George, we can speak about Dino Jeluzic. We work together on 2020 with Charlie with his records with plan on Frontiers, and now it's a good surprise to see you and with Dino on this record. Do you plan something again with Dino in a few in few months, or it is only
you're talking about Dirty Shirley?
Yes.
Yeah, it was interesting. I didn't know who he was, and Frontiers, the label, hooked me up with him. And I, for some reason, thought he was an Italian pop singer because I hadn't heard him sing. So I just saw that his name was Dino, and I thought, oh, that sounds like an Italian pop singer. Okay. So I wrote a bunch of songs that were more in line with what I thought he was. And then I heard his voice. Was shocked, and I was like, holy shit, this guy's like, if Ronnie Dio and David Coverdale had a baby, I mean, his name would be Dino. And so I had to rewrite everything, and in answer to your question, no, I don't think we'll be doing anything else together in the foreseeable future, because he's sounds like he's really busy doing a lot of other projects, and also in Whitesnake.
Yeah.
And he's having problems with Frontiers. They're not going to work together.
That's another story. Bon, bah voilà, on parlait de Dirty Shelley, hein, bien sûr, puisque George a créé cet album avec Dino Geluzzi. Alors, comme il le dit au début, il croyait que c'était un chanteur pop italien, donc il avait écrit des chansons. Puis quand il l'a rencontré, qu'il l'a écouté, il a dit c'est le fils croisé de Coverdale et de Dio. Voilà, donc il a réécrit les titres et ça a été une bonne surprise. Bon, il pense pas retravailler avec lui. Bon, on connaît l'histoire entre Dino et Frontiers. Et puis, bien sûr, comme il va chanter maintenant dans Whitesnake, ça va être très compliqué pour George et pour Dino de refaire quelque chose ensemble. Mais en tout cas, je vous invite à écouter ce disque, hein, il est quand même très très bien. Maybe a few words come back on Seamless, George. I just speak at the beginning of this interview. I love a song called Supersonic Hypnotic Groovefink. The intro sounds like a mix on Dokken and Rage Against the Machine. The track is totally crazy. What do you think about this song? Because it's a large name for the songs, but it's one of my favorites. Wow.
Well, thank you. Yeah, naming a song something like that makes it difficult for people to find it, because if they get one word wrong, then their search isn't going to work on the internet, but or on iTunes. But next record, I'll probably just have really simple names for every song, like Blue, Jet,
Love,
whatever. Just one word, simple things you can't, you know, Dog. That's it. But yeah, I mean, the song is meant to be fun and without a lot of limitations or expectations. So just sort of writing from a guitar point of view of being challenging to myself and being enjoyable to listen to rather than work.
Bah voilà, comme il le dit, hein, il y a une chanson, quand vous allez découvrir l'album, qui s'appelle Supersonic Hypnotic Groovefink. Alors c'est un long titre, mais en tout cas ce morceau, si vous l'écoutez, vous allez voir, c'est un mix Dokken, Rage Against the Machine au début. Et puis comme il le dit, des fois c'est compliqué de trouver des noms, hein. Des fois c'est Dog, Love, c'est très court. Et puis là, comme il n'y a pas de chanteur, il n'y a pas de refrain, c'est que de la musique, ils ont discuté de ce morceau, et puis ils ont donné comme titre de travail ce titre-là, et puis ils l'ont gardé, et franchement c'est un des très très bons morceaux de l'album. In other hand, George, we start the first single would be a Death by a Thousand Licks. This is a short song, and this is the first song that you share to the people. I see a lot of feedback regarding this one, because it's very catchy song, songs that maybe a lot of people waiting about you. Do you have the same overview regarding this song, Death by a Thousand Licks?
Yeah, that song was written after everything else was done, as sort of an afterthought, because I was one short. I was one song short for the record and didn't realize it. So the label said, you owe us one more song. So I had to go write something very quick. So it's really only has two parts. I didn't write a magnum opus composition. I wrote something that was just kind of got a lot of energy and, you know, without making it too complicated or challenging for myself or the listener. And then just, you know, that whole beginning solo phrasing is just psychotic craziness, whatever I could just think of, you know, like, you know, Bumblefoot, nutty intervallic designs. Yeah. I didn't care what key I'm in. I'm just gonna play psycho shit. And then, so I figured at that point, you know, I had said everything on the record, so this was just kind of a bonus track, really. So I just thought, well, I can have fun with it.
Bah voilà, donc si vous écoutez le premier morceau là qui est sorti, hein, c'est Dave Barrow Thousand Licks. C'est une version très courte, très rapide. C'est le label du The Wheel, il en faut encore une. Voilà, en fait, il y a 9 titres et puis après, il y a 3 bonus. Alors les bonus, c'est The White, House of Eternal Returns et Blue Light Effect. Ce sont 3 bonus qui sont donnés. Il y a une heure de musique en tout avec les bonus. Et puis, bah, comme disait Georges, il a pris plaisir, il a écrit un truc vite. Ça rentre dedans, c'est exactement ce qu'on veut entendre. C'est shred, c'est voilà, c'est quand même très très George Lynch. Le morceau, c'est Death by a Thousand Licks. Voilà, je vous le recommande, allez l'écouter. George, before we ending this interview, normally you will also participate in recording France with called United Guitar Volume 3. How did you get on this project? It's crazy to hear some guitar on you from this United project.
I'm not sure how it was approached, quite honestly. I don't remember, but and it was a, you know, because of the language barrier, sometimes it's a little difficult to understand exactly what's going on. But from what I understand, you correct me if I'm wrong, it's a kind of a collection symposium of French guitar players and with some other international players all recording, sharing they're playing on one track. Mm-hmm. And so they'll send me the track and I will do my part and send it back to them and they'll finish it up in at a studio in France, from what I understand.
Yeah. Bah voilà. Bah écoutez, donc la surprise, c'est qu'on va retrouver donc George Lynch sur le disque qui sortira prochainement, qui s'appelle United Guitar Volume 3. Hein, il y a un projet qui est en cours. Donc il y a plein de guitares, ça a commencé à s'enregistrer. Et puis comme le dit George, bah en fait, il va intervenir sur un titre et puis il va mettre sa partition de guitare. Et puis il renverra le tout et bah donc sur ce projet qui sortira, je pense, en fin d'année ou début d'année prochaine. Bah voilà, c'est assez simple. George, what is the next stop after that for you? This is a new KXM, a new Sweet Lynch, a new solo record, or maybe a new Electric Freedom. What is the next plan? Because I know that you are a busy man. So what is the next record for George Lynch?
Yeah, the next record that I need to start working on very soon is Sweet Lynch 3.
Free, yeah.
For Frontiers Records. So I'm going to be working on that later in September, and then finish that up in October. I'll finish my part up in October. The record will come out next year, obviously. But and I also have this Banishment project that I have just recently finished up after about 7 years, and it's sort of an industrial-esque kind of heavier project that's really interesting and. But I'm hoping to get that out next year as well. And then there'll be a KXM 4,
yep.
Most likely, which we will probably not start recording until maybe early 2022. Maybe.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Let's see. Bah voilà, donc il y aura une partie Sweet Lynch qui est en route et qui va arriver, donc qui arrivera l'année prochaine. Il y aura Patana KXM, il y aura aussi un autre projet. Voilà, donc on aura encore George Lynch l'année prochaine à écouter. En tout cas, c'est super intéressant de se dire que il y aura toujours des projets avec George. George, thank you so much for your time. Do you have some words for the French fans?
French fans as opposed to other countries' fans?
Yeah.
I don't differentiate people as being unique in that sense. So it's hard to tailor a message to someone because of a political border. But
yeah,
I mean, I don't really know how to respond to that. I mean, I'll just say to fans everywhere, you know, I just like to relate just the appreciation. For, you know, our respective and mutual love and passion for the music that makes life worth living.
Bah voilà, comme l'a dit Georges, hein, il y a toujours des problèmes de bord, voilà, de distance. Mais en tout cas, si on aime la musique et si on est passionné par la musique, et bien en tout cas, il vous fait un grand coucou. George, thank you so much for your time. Hope you can see you in States as soon as possible, of course. And cross finger for this release, which is called Seamless. And hope you can see you on YouTube or live. All over the world, I don't know, but for sure, all over the YouTube, it's possible to see you. So, George, thank you so much. Waiting for the new release, Sweet, KXM, and something like that. George, thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you so much. We'll see, we'll speak again soon. See you down the road.
Thanks. Thanks, George.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.